As we make preparations to hear our gospel for us this day, words of Scripture, if you are able, I would invite you to stand where you are. Hear these words from the 18th chapter of Matthew. Then Peter came and said to Jesus, "Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times?" And Jesus said to him, "Not seven times, but I tell you 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. And as he could not pay, his Lord ordered him to be sold together with his wife and children and all his possessions and payment to be made. Slave fell on his knees before him saying, 'Have patience with me and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the Lord of that slave released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii, and seizing him by the throat, said, 'Pay me what you owe.' Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you.' But he refused. Then he went and threw him into prison until he would pay his debt. And the fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their Lord all that had taken place. Then his Lord summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you?' And in anger, his Lord handed him over to be tortured until he would pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart." May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, we are grateful for the words of Scripture, for their teaching and claim upon our daily lives. Now, O God, in these moments that we share together, we pray that you would give us rest. Rest perhaps from those that we need to offer grace and forgiveness to. Perhaps also those things past, present, and yet to come that tend to grab our attention. O God, we pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, that they will be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. Matthew chapter 18 is a fascinating chapter. If we go back up a few verses, we'll read about another situation of grace and forgiveness dealing with a church member who has sinned against you, and how do we reply and respond to that? And Jesus says, well, you go to that person and you ask for grace and forgiveness. If it's not received, then you take another two or three people with you so that everything that's spoken might be heard and documented. And if that person still won't repent, then you haul them in before the church. And if they still will not repent, then you let such a person be to you as a Gentile or a tax collector. You let them be as an outcast in society. Matthew chapter 18, two passages filled with stories of grace and forgiveness. What an interesting passage to be dealing with on this Sunday after 9/11. Grace and forgiveness, perhaps a challenge. Peter comes to Jesus, though, and asks some questions that we really want to ask as well. How often do I forgive a person who sins against me? Now, Peter even offers what to him appears to be a very generous answer to his own question. Do I need to forgive someone as many as seven times? Well, probably Peter came up with that number because the Jewish law, the rabbinic tradition, was that you forgave a person three times and then you were done. So Peter probably takes that number and doubles it and, well, then for good measures throws in another time and comes up with the number seven. Seven is kind of seen as a holy number. We know there are 7 days in a week. We know that there are four corners, as we would say, north, south, east, and west. And we see God as the Trinity, you know, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so when you look at that four plus three, you come up with seven. Peter thought that he was going beyond being generous and figures that at some point he's going to get a warm pat on the back and say, "Oh, Peter, you've come up with a wonderful number of seven." But then Jesus replies and says, "Well, it's not seven times, Peter." And depending on your translation, some of them read 70 times seven, and some of them will read 77, as does our text this morning. But regardless, those numbers are misleading. While Peter is looking for a number answer, because we all know, we like to know the rules, we like to know the boundaries, the regulations, Jesus is not willing to provide an answer. In essence, Jesus is interested in providing his answer, not how often, but rather why. Why forgive? Peter, why are you even asking? Jesus' answer is that the Christian must forgive because God has forgiven you. And therefore, since God's forgiving is unlimited, your forgiving is to be unlimited as well. Now let's look at this parable in today's terms. The 10,000 talent debt. Now, one talent was 15 years' wages. So this servant owed 10,000 talents, 150,000 years' worth of salary. Woo! Anybody want to take a guess at what the average U.S. salary is, according to one website I saw? And of course, you know, you read it on the internet, so it's got to be true. Bonjour. Anybody want to know what's the average U.S. salary? 50,000, a little high. 30, a little low. 47 is what this site said is the average U.S. salary right now. So if $47,000 is what we're going by, then this first individual owed slightly over $7 billion with a B dollars. You can take a deep breath for your mortgage or your car loan or your student loans and be thankful that you don't have a $7 billion debt. Someone said to me after the first service, "What in the world was that person doing?" It's a parable. He then meets a fellow slave and refuses to adjust his debt, which is 100 denarii, a denarii being a day's wage, probably 3 months because they didn't have the weekend off like we supposedly do, but it probably would be then around $18,000. So you've just having a $7 billion debt forgiven, and you won't forgive an $18,000 debt. See the huge chasm between the two amounts that this individual is dealing with. Now, there's a couple things we can learn from this parable. The New Testament teaches us that we must forgive in order to be forgiven. We've already shared together the words of the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespassed against us. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Whoever will not forgive their fellow human being cannot begin to hope then that God will forgive them. Divine forgiveness and human forgiveness go hand in hand. If we do not forgive, we will not be forgiven. And of course, one of the great points of this parable is this huge gap that exists between the two amounts, $7 billion and $18,000. The servant must have felt hopeless, and he's asking on his knees for mercy, and he receives the king's compassion, and then he's not even willing to forget a drop in the bucket of his fellow slave. You see, the point of the parable, in contrast to Peter's request for a number, is to open our eyes to the magnitude, the amount of the debt of sin that is forgiven each and every one of us. The whole thrust of the parable is to try to bring the two together, and yet Peter just can't grasp hold of it. And the servant does not respond to his fellow servant in the way that the king responded to him. We have been forgiven so much, we are called to go and to do likewise. In the epistle 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, we read these wonderful words. Beloved, let us love one another because love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Well, we can substitute forgiveness for the word love. Beloved, let us forgive one another because forgiveness is from God. And everyone who forgives is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not forgive does not know God, for God is forgiveness. We simply, if not easily, pass along the forgiveness that we have experienced. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Do we really want God to forgive us our sins in the same manner and way in which we forgive others? Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, your grace and forgiveness is just beyond our comprehension. You call and challenge us to go and sin no more, and even when we come back, perhaps with our tail between our legs, yes, we did it again. You are gracious and you are forgiving. And you call us to go and to do likewise. Oh God, may we move on and live into perfection as we seek to be your perfect servants in the world. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen.